wonderful to see you. How have you been?
Well, I can't pretend the time hasn't hung heavy. They say the years pass faster as you get older, but these last three have seemed more like 30.
Yes, I know what you mean.
Look at me, keeping you from talking to everyone else who came. Off you go now.
Very well. Thank you again,
Doctor. And please remember you're always welcome at Baker Street.
You're very kind, Mrs. Hudson, but... Well...
Too many memories.
I'm afraid so. Too many memories.
I hear the wedding's off. Is that right, Adair?
Yeah, that's right.
She walked out on him. Sensible thing.
She did nothing of the sort, as you very well know.
Oh, so you walked out on her, did you, lad?
Sensible chap.
It was a mutual decision. A
ridiculous idea in the first place. Damn fool notion. Stick to your own kind, young Adair.
I take it your father's delighted.
Well, yes.
Ah, but what did her father think? Goodbye to the Maynooth fortune.
He wasn't very pleased.
No. Well, that's putting it mildly from what I heard. Is it true he came at you with a 12-bore, Ronald?
Can we please get on with the game?
Of course, Sir John. I think we're down, Moran.
Damn right you are.
And about time. You two were coming close to having us on the streets.
Deal of damn cards.
Thank you,
sir.
Good health to you. You want Stafford?
Thanks, old man. Cheers. So, how are you?
Oh, I've been better.
Yes. Of all the damn things to happen.
What's the point of it all, Stamford?
Watson.
I mean, look at us. Doctors, for God's sake. Well, what good do we actually do? What difference can we make?
We can make a difference. You have to hold on to that. Sometimes we really can.
Not where it matters. You know what someone said to me at a funeral? There's no justice in the world. Well, I'll drink to that. Barman?
Good Lord, man, I swear you keep him up your sleeve.
Aha, discovered.
Damn it, Adair, you've the luck of the devil.
Luck, Sir John, it was skill, pure skill.
Mm. Not to mention the brilliance of his partner, eh, Ronald?
Not to mention the brilliance of my partner.
Come on, John, let's take him on again.
What do you say, Johnny? Another hand?
No, Moran, that's my lot for tonight.
But it's early still.
What's the matter with you, Adair, you deaf? Now... What's the damage?
Well, let's see.
Here, I've been keeping a note. There you are, Sir John.
Good God.
You know, what you should be doing is thinking about the future.
The future? Stanford, just at the moment, I can't see any future.
You need something to occupy yourself. Why don't you get back to the old writing? Give us some more of those stories of yours.
Yeah, romantic rubbish.
What?
That's what Holmes always called them. Like putting an elopement into the third proposition of Euclid.
Damn good thing, too. Have you ever read Euclid? That's more like it. Go on, why don't you?
No, I don't think so.
Pity. The old Strand's not been the same since you packed it in.
Thank you, Stanford. I appreciate that.
Oh, I mean it. The way you wrote about those criminals really made it live.
Well, I had some marvellous material to work with. Holmes would only ever take a case if it was out of the ordinary.
Mm.
There's not been too much of that sort lately.
Ah, so you do still follow these things?
Not really, no, not anymore. It's hard to shake off something like that.
Well, there you are. Take it up again. Solve a few crimes.
Stand.
No, I mean it. What's that line? You know my methods.
Employ them. I wouldn't have the arrogance.
Come on. You need a name in life.
Doctor's orders?
Yes, actually. Doctor's orders. Now all you need is the right case.
Ronald! Ronald, are you in there?
He hasn't come out all evening, my lady.
Ronald, why are you being so rude? Unlock this door at once. Ronald? Melville.
My lady. My God.
What's wrong?
No, my lady, stay there.
Stand aside, ma'am.